I'm joined by The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood in Ashkelon, well within range of Hamas's rockets. Harriet, what's the scene?
It's very, very quiet in Ashkelon this morning, and I think it has been for the past week. I've spoken to several residents who say they spent most of the week indoors. I've just been down to the beach, which is pretty much deserted, although I did find a very stoical Russian couple who said they weren't bothered by the bombs. I have to say that while I've been here for the past couple of hours, there haven't been any air raid sirens. Although I did spend some time in the city council's command center, and they ran through with me what their routine is, which is once the sirens go, people have 30 seconds to get to a bomb shelter or a safe room. If they can't do that, they're instructed to lie flat on the ground until the all clear is given. I think that it's very difficult for the residents here, but having spent 4 days in Gaza recently, it's you know, there's nowhere near the kind of same level of activity as there is there.
Has this Iron Dome technology reassured people? Is there more sort of confidence among Israelis?
I think it has. I mean, I think Israelis are really in love with the Iron Dome, and they do feel that this is their great protector, which of course has concerned some people that some people in authority, because they feel that citizens may not take shelter in the ways they've been instructed, because they feel that Iron Dome is going to intercept the rockets and save them. But there is a huge amount of confidence in Iron Dome, and in fact it does have quite a good success rate, so the confidence is not entirely misplaced.
And any anticipation of a ceasefire?
Yes, the people I've spoken to this morning do feel that there is something coming, perhaps later today, perhaps tomorrow. I think the fact that Hillary Clinton is on her way to the region and will be in Jerusalem tonight signifies that there is, we are getting closer to a ceasefire. We'll obviously have to see what the day brings, and there has been, rocket fire out of Gaza this morning, and the Israeli bombardment of Gaza is continuing, although perhaps less intensely than it has done for the past few days.
But still Israeli troops massing at the border in case the negotiations don't work?
Yes, I was down at the border a couple of hours ago before coming to Ashkelon, and there are lots of reservists who've been called up who are milling around, quite a lot of them sitting in cafes ordering cappuccinos, and are quite bored, I think. But I think there's definitely not quite the sort of sense of immediacy than there was when I was at the border a couple of days ago.
What's your best guess as what's going to happen in the next 12 hours or so?
I think that there probably will be a ceasefire or some kind of progress towards that. I don't think Clinton would be coming if she wasn't confident that there was something pretty bankable on the table. But obviously that can all go very badly wrong if there is a dramatic development in the next few hours. If, for example, a rocket killed some Israelis, or if there was an incident in Gaza where our whole family was wiped out, as it was a couple of days ago, that could derail the whole thing. I think there is progress, but I think it's still pretty much on a knife edge.
Okay, Harriet, thanks very much.